Hello, podcast fam. Okay, we're going to dive into a brief conversation today around getting content wrong. And I don't mean like I'm not going to dive into like here's what to post, how to post it. We're not going to dive into that today. We're going to actually look at content from a little bit of a different perspective and take some pressure off of yourself. Because something I notice is so many people get content wrong when they're trying to make sales from their content. And here's what I mean. So many people will create content and think that every single piece of content that they put out is the thing that's designed to make them sales. So it's almost like they put a lot of pressure on every piece of content. It's like, well, I'm selling at the end of this piece of content, so that's what's going to make me sales. But it's not. And so let's break this down a little bit, okay? Because there's pieces of content that are designed to do different things. And so when you understand this, it's so much easier to create content that brings in new people, warms up your people, and then converts them into sales, right? And they all play a different role in their job. However, what happens is we put so much pressure on every single piece of content, no matter what it is that we're putting out, and then we get frustrated that it's not creating us sales. Yes? Yeah, so let's like simplify this a little bit. Let's take some pressure off and let's have you understanding what pieces of content are designed to do what inside of your business so that then you could do a mix of all of these, but you can really start to leverage this a bit and see more money and see more sales. So often what I see is people will take content that's designed to attract and bring in new people, meaning top of funnel content. We talk about it from that lens a lot over here. I call it top of funnel content, right? It's designed to attract in and bring in new people all of the time. That's either your entertaining content and your educational and your value-based content, right? And or I would say like your kind of shareable content too, right? That's like if I were to put something out that's like very opinionated that then people in my same niche agree with, they would share that. And that would be like a top of funnel piece of content because that would then bring new followers to me, right? So we've got the education, entertaining, value-based, and then some of those like opinions that are kind of shareable. That is top of funnel content. That is designed to bring in new people. That content is not designed to create tons of sales. It's not designed to sell. However, what I see all of the time is people rely on that content and then they get really frustrated that that's not making them sales. It's not designed to make sales for you. And if, when you know that, you can actually be like, oh, okay, that makes so much sense. And you could use that content from a really intentional way to, if you want a bigger community, right? If your goal is visibility, if I had a client come to me and they had like a really quiet community, new people aren't coming in all of the time, we would put a visibility plan in place, right? Like let's say their growth has kind of stalled out from a follower standpoint. We would put a visibility plan in place and we would focus more on those types of pieces of content to bring in new people, and or we would get on a platform that's designed for visibility like TikTok or Pinterest or YouTube Short, right? There's a couple ways that we can go about doing this. And so just knowing when you know that that content's not designed to create sales for you, you get to leverage and use that content in the way in which it's supposed to be used, right? Which is designed to create engagement and bring in new people. Now, there's content that's designed to actually nurture and warm your people to get ready to buy from you. What I will say is most people don't even create this content. Most people just go right from the top of funnel content and then right into sales content, right? And so then there's this gap and it's like, well, why aren't people buying or why are people ghosting? Why are people leaving me unread? And that's because you're not creating content that's actually designed to bring in sales, right? That's not actually warming your people up. And so if you're feeling that right now, if you're feeling like I want my content to be doing all of the selling for me, it feels like I'm doing a lot of things and every time I'm checking my phone, no one's really reaching out. And if they do, it's like unpredictable. It feels like luck. It feels like a guessing game. They're leaving me on red. They're telling me I'm too expensive. That tells us that there is a gap in your content. That tells us there's a gap in your marketing plan that we can fill, right? And it's not hard. We just get to fill it, right? And we get to do that consistently. And I see this happening all the time with business owners because most of the time, all we're being taught is create, give value, education, right? Like, and get in front of new people and sell. That's most of the time all we're being taught from a majority of the content courses and programs and stuff out there, right? I can't tell you how many times I've just been told, will give more value. And yeah, while that's important, because when people learn new things from you, they trust you a little bit more, it's not enough to convert into a sale, right? And so we want to put out that nurturing and that conversion content, and the nurturing, the warming content, I should say. And that's going to look like case studies, testimonials, storytelling, and even perspective shifting content. That's what that's going to look like, right? Those are things to put into place to start really warming and nurturing your community before you're just going for the sale. And however, I see it all the time. We get so frustrated that we're not making sales because we're selling. You're like, I'm selling every day because that's what everyone's telling me to do. And I'm not telling you to not sell every day, but you've got to create content that backs it up. You've got to create content that's going to get your people ready to buy from you. And if they're not ready to buy from you, you're going to notice that you're selling all the time without really making sales. And that's frustrating, right? But a lot of people will then say, I don't think it's my content that's the issue because I'm showing up. If you're not seeing sales consistently, your content is the issue. Your marketing plan is the issue. Your messaging is the issue. If you work in the online space and you're seeing any of those things happening, that's your content's the issue. And you do have the ability to shift it, change it, and fix it, right? And so something for you just to start implementing in alongside of that top of funnel content that, again, is not designed to create sales for you. And then we've got to create sales content, right? We've got to create content that's actually going to lead to conversions. Now, there is a little bit of that overlap with nurturing and warming content where client case studies can create sales for you, right? And then also overcoming objections in your content can create sales for you. Naturally, like your warming and nurturing content can create sales for you as well. It's designed to do that, right? That and like sales content, they kind of go hand in hand, but you've got to be creating that nurturing content in order to see more sales. Is that making sense? Yes, right? But along on top of that, we want to overcome objections in our content before people even come to us with them in the DMs, right? And so for an example of this, I shared this on a recent podcast episode. I'm going to give the same example. Let's say I was selling a content sales program, and I was talking about having people come to you in your DMs paying, no questions asked, like sales being simpler than ever, more chill, etc. Let's say I was marketing in that standpoint. And I had somebody come to me and they said, you know, I'm interested in this program, but people aren't even reaching out to me. Like, is this for me? That's an objection, right? It's not your typical objection of money and time, which are the most common objections, but that's an objection, right? And so I'm going to then refine that, and I'm going to overcome that in my content. I'm also going to overcome that and the way in which I'm selling to my audience. So because I know if somebody else is, well, somebody's thinking that, other people are thinking that, right? So I'm going to easily overcome that, which is naturally going to create more conversions for me. And so I want you to start thinking about this when you're planning your content every single week, when you're planning your content every single month, however you create your content. If you create it daily or you batch it, whatever your vibe is, it's different for every single entrepreneur. And I understand that. I want you to think about the pieces of content that you're putting out, and are they actually designed to make you sales? Again, I'm not saying to get rid of your top of funnel content, especially if you need visibility. And I think every entrepreneur should be focusing on visibility in their business at all times, but that's not the thing that converts into sales, right? So then we've got to look at this warming and conversion, this warming, nurturing, and sales type of content to actually create more sales for you. I'm going to leave it at that, but what I want you to play with is implementing this in, so then you can stop putting so much pressure on every single piece of content that you put out, where you're no longer putting out a piece of content, you're refreshing your phone 100 times, and it's like, oh my God, like sales didn't come in today. Oh my gosh, that means like you're kind of future tripping, like I'm not going to make more sales, and et cetera, et cetera. That can feel really, really heavy, but you've got to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how it works. And when you understand that, you can make so much more money. You control the outcome, which is pretty fucking powerful, right? Putting the power back in your hands. You got this. I can't wait to see you implement this. I can't wait to see you play. If you have any questions, as always, you know my DMs are open. I got you. And as always, don't you ever forget, everything gets to sell everything.